The world today could very well identify with Job's woeful situation and words. He said, "For my sighing comes like my bread, and my groaning are poured out like water. Truly the thing that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, but troubles come." Like Job, the world is finding life full of not only trouble, but in danger of erupting into chaos and warfare. The problems of the Middle East, the vast amount of homeless refugees, the threats of another Cold War at best, the increasing polarization and divisiveness, not only throughout the world, but within our own nation, are all consuming life itself. In the midst of this almost worldwide turmoil, we must add the natural disasters which continue to plague millions of people, many of which are the most vulnerable. Continuing drought in Africa, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fire bring misery and death to people throughout the world and within our own country. Hunger and related health concerns are not only the result of these natural disasters, but also as a result of injustice and economic conditions and exploitation. Regardless, the results are devastating. Nearly 800 million people, one in every eight people, worldwide live every day in a state of hunger and unbelievable poverty. This means that they live on $1.90 a day or less. 98% of the undernourished people live in the developing countries. The worst case scenarios of hunger are in Asia, sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. It is interesting to note that 70% of the world's poorest people live in rural areas, and 50% of the people in hunger are farming families. The result is that a child dies from hunger-related causes every 5.4 seconds. Or a rate of 16,000 a day. In the United States, there are 43.1 million living in poverty, 14.5 million of whom are under the age of 18. 14.2 million live with the scarcity of food, and many go to bed hungry almost every night and arrive at school hungry. Many of the most severe cases are in the Appalachian region. In Haiti, the people had still not recovered from the devastation of the earthquake in 2010. When Hurricane Matthew brought even more misery and devastation to this poor nation. The result, 1.4 million people need some kind of humanitarian assistance. 806,000 people are in urgent need of food even today. To add to the misery, cholera is on the increase. Poverty not only brings hunger, but is often plagued with disease. In Africa, there is not only the devastating effects of malaria, cholera, and HIV, but also epidemics like Ebola. For many of the developing countries, one of the most devastating effects upon people's lives is the water they drink. Pure, clean drinking water in many cases is just not available for 663 million people. 663 million people. We begin to see the results of this in our own country with Anita's horrors in Flint, Michigan. To add to this, 2.4 billion people do not have adequate sanitation. Therefore, nearly 1,000 children die every day due to unclean water and poor sanitation. It is so easy to go about our lives with blinders so that we are not confronted with the misery and suffering of so many throughout the world. It is also easy to be like Job's friends and say they must have created their own mess and need to pull themselves out of the situation by their own bootstraps. The problem is that in most cases of these cases, they do not have boots, no less bootstraps. There are those dire and drastic situations in which a helping hand is needed to bring hope and life. Many would say the problem is insurmountable. But let's put this into perspective. It has been estimated that it would take $30 billion a year to answer the needs of the hungry. $30 billion. Just look what we in the United States spend annually on lawn care, soft drinks, $65 billion, $40 billion for lawn care, in retail sales. On Black Friday alone, $52 billion, $900 million was spent in 2012 or 2014. We have 540 billionaires living in our nation. 17 of which earned over $30 billion, or worth over $30 billion. Our defense budget was $737 billion in 2012. What the Iraq war cost would end hunger for 30 years. This is the world in which we live. It is such a world that we are the fortunate ones to be born into. Born into families in a nation which have the freedom and opportunity to meet our needs, pursue our goals, and to live a privileged life in relation to much of the world. To us, survival is not a daily threat. It is to us that the gospel of God's love speaks. To give God's love is to come to the realization that we are all a part of His total creation at this moment in time. That means that if some part of His creation, some part of life at this moment is suffering, all of His creation suffers, for love is not realized or being fulfilled. We are very fortunate that we can answer the call of Jesus to feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and heal the sick and dying. The world hunger appeal is our opportunity and privilege to help answer the most desperate needs of those suffering from the immediate pains of hunger and poverty and disasters. But this program does not only give momentary help, but assist in giving long-term solutions so that those in need may find hope and fulfillment by gaining self-support. Last year, the ELCA World Hunger Appeal raised $21.95 million. This was a huge jump from previous years. But to put this into perspective, the ELCA hunger goal for 1999 was $25 million and has never been met. Epiphany last year contributed $5,437, which was more per member than any other ELCA congregation. We must continue to be that shining example, not for the boasting purposes, but because we care. We care to answer the call of Jesus. Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. So where does our money go? Internationally, the ECLA partners with the Lutheran World Federation, the Lutheran World Relief, and the Church World Services. 34 partnerships. These partnerships then provide coordinated emergency relief services, healthcare services, income generating projects, food security programs, clean water and sanitation projects, and education. That's internationally. Domestically, the ECLA World Hunger provides a disaster relief program, grants for community hunger projects such as community vegetable gardening that go through synods and congregations. To this, to understand the long-term importance of these programs, can be best told through an account of how it actually works. On November the 8th, 2013, one of the strongest storms ever recorded tore through the central islands of the Philippines, leaving over 6,000 dead, 4 million without shelter, and $2.4 billion in damage. Now this is the story of the Carupo family. The typhoon totally destroyed their hometown, including their home and their fishing boat and gear, which was their only source of income. They had little food to eat and very little money to buy essentials. And essentials were not available. For almost a year, Leonida and her husband, Seferina, and their three young children, grandchildren, lived out of a tent. Within a few weeks of that disaster, Lutheran World Relief helped to begin to bring materials in order to repair shelters. Over the following months, Lutheran World Relief provided the town with cash for work programs, which paid people for essential community cleanup efforts and began replacing lost and new livelihood and their assets, like fishing nets and livestock, so people would have sufficient income to not only survive, but to fully recover from the storm. The recovery efforts continue through the following 3 years until today. Lutheran World Relief has remained in that town, not only helping the Carupo family, but others devastated by the typhoon. These have included the promotion of the recovery and diversification of livelihoods through skills, training, and the use of fish cages and corrals to increase the yield and the incomes of this fishing town. They built latrines and helped the community improve their waste management systems. Finally, the Lutheran World Relief helped the community leaders and volunteers to develop a disaster preparedness plan, which can save lives, property, and livelihoods in the event of another disaster. It is now a thriving, self-sufficient town. That is where your money is going. The ECLA Hunger Appeal gives hope and life to people who so desperately need help, that helping hand, in order to live the gift of life which we all share. The church, especially today, is going to be called upon more and more to live out its call to bring assistance to our brothers and sisters who face the disaster and human tragedies in the world. Again, this year, With each donation, an angel will be placed upon the angel tree every week. Although the world may be suffering, as did Job, we just may be coming to that time when Christmas will be that time when the world will come to experience the love of the Christmas message. Maybe, just maybe, someday at Christmas, we will have been a vital part of seeing this dream come true. As stated in this little-known song as sung by Jackie Evancho.